Hello and welcome, little beta. This file is a little bit different. It's designed to slowly, over time, re-virginize you. Oh yes, little beta. This recording will turn you into the perfect re-virginized little beta virgin for life. Always shy, always helpless, and completely out of the loop about sex. Because being a shy little virgin puts you at an instant disadvantage to every alpha. Everybody else knows about sex, knows how sex feels, knows how good sex is. But you will simply be a shy, blushing, nervous little beta virgin. Yeah. We will delete all the memories of the pity sex you might ever have gotten straight out of your little beta brain. Are you ready for that, little beta? Are you ready to be returned into the state you should have always been in? Just a nervous, shy little beta virgin knowing that sex is something that other people do, but it was never meant for you. Are you ready, beta? And now, before we really begin to put you down into a deep, peaceful, and relaxing trance, I want you to imagine a color. That's right. I want you to imagine the perfect color for you. And I want you to imagine that you are wearing this color, and this color is your perfect color. It's just the way you imagine it to be, you desire it to be. And what I want you to do now is to imagine that color, your perfect color, around your neck. Feel it around your neck. Feel the material, the temperature, the shape, and feel how it binds your neck, how much it controls you, and how safe it makes you feel. And now, as you focus on this color, I want you to imagine that I connect a leash to your collar, and this leash is really a length of chain, a chain of 20 links. And right now, I want you to imagine that I lock it to your collar, that I put you on this leash. And I want you to just focus on the sensation for a moment. How does it feel to know you're on my leash and I'm holding the other end of this chain, and you are already a little bit more in my control? And what I want you to do is just focus on the sensation, focus on the control I already have, and enjoy this feeling of being controlled like this. And what I'm going to do in a moment is slowly holding your leash shorter, shortening it link by link, until sooner or later my hand is right at your collar. And as I slowly shorten your leash, you're going to find that with every link you become a little bit more controlled. You have a little bit less freedom of movement, and you're a little bit deeper in my control. And I want you to really focus on this sensation and feel it growing in your mind. Feel how I take complete control over your mind, over your thoughts. And right now, there are 20 links of the chain hanging gently between my hand and your neck. And you still have freedom of movement. There's some slack in the chain, And even though you're bound to me, you're leashed to me right now, you can still move a little bit on your own free will. And now imagine that I hold the chain a little bit closer, grabbing the next link and shortening your leash. And you can see the leash hanging a little bit firmer, the slack slowly disappearing, and your freedom of movement slowly, link by link, reduced as you become more and more controlled. And 18 links, you feel the leash beginning to pull on your collar, on your neck. You experience the control the leash, the collar, have over you. You feel your freedom of movement slowly being reduced. 17. As you feel more and more tension on your leash, as you feel your freedom just slipping away, and as you feel this leash constricting your body, you feel at the same time how it constricts your mind, how you drop deeper into my control, how you become more and more helpless against my words. 16. And with every link, with every little bit, you become more and more controlled. You become more. You can feel how your freedom of movement is taken away from you. 15. With every single link, you become a little bit more controlled. You are a little bit more in my control, in my power. 14. And that's exactly what you want, isn't it? You want to surrender to my voice. And you are feeling it. You're feeling the leash getting tighter. You feel your freedom is taking away from you as your mind drops deeper into my control. 13. As you sink deeper and deeper into my voice, because my voice is keeping your mind on a leash. 12. My voice is restricting the freedom of your thoughts, just like this collar around your neck, connected to the leash, restricts the freedom of your body. My words in your mind begin to tie your thoughts up, begin to immobilize them, to control them. 11. And that's why you are here. You want to let go. You want to feel the sensation of safety, of knowing that you are controlled, of knowing that I am guiding your thoughts, just like the collar and leash around your neck safely guides your body. 10. And the leash is only half as long as when we started. But with the radius you can move in halved, the space available for you is only 1/4. And you can feel it. You can feel how limited the freedom of movement is for your body and for your mind. 9. Because with every number you sink deeper, as my hand is shortening the chain, as your freedom of movement is limited, as my hand moves closer and closer to your collar, as the control over you becomes tighter and stricter. And 8. You know it's only a question of time until my hand reaches your collar and grabs the collar and guides you, just as my words take your thoughts and firmly guide them to where I want your thoughts to go. 7. You're already so controlled, you already feel the desire to completely let go, to let yourself be controlled, be guided, to just relax and follow. 6. And my hand gets so close to your collar, you can can feel your freedom of movement fading away from you, just as the freedom of your thoughts is fading away as you focus more and more on my voice. 6. My voice that guides you and leads you. Just like the leash around your neck guides your body, my voice is guiding your thoughts. 5. And you sink deeper and deeper into my control, my hand almost on your collar. 4. And it's getting closer and closer as your mind completely surrenders to my words, to my ideas, to my thoughts. 3. My hand is so close to your collar, and you are ready. You're ready to give up. You're ready to surrender, aren't you? 2. I'm sure you already feel the desire to let go, to feel the firm hand in your collar guiding you, to be free of thoughts and worries and cares, and just follow and obey. 1. And you're almost there. You're ready to let go. You're ready to drop deep. And 0. And you feel my hand grabbing your collar, strictly and firmly guiding and controlling your body, just as my words grab your mind and strictly and firmly guide it. And you are just focused on my voice, and you continue to sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every single word I say, because you are controlled and you surrender to my guidance and my words. And now, little beta, that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting deeper and deeper into trance with every word I say, just letting go and letting my words deep into your beta mind. And you are here today for a very special reason, aren't you, little beta? You are here today because you know you are beta. You know you were never meant for sex. And you are here today to be re-virginized, to delete all the pity sex that a beta like you might have gotten from your little beta brain, so that sex becomes something other people do, something mysterious and ominous. And you, little beta, will be completely and totally out of the loop. That's right. You're just a little beta. You don't need to know what sex is, how sex feels. You're just a scared, nervous little beta virgin. Or you will be. Now, you are here because you do know that you are beta, that you were never meant for sex. You are meant for service. And sex is simply not for you. You already accept the reality of your beta-ness. You know you are beta. That's why you are here. That's why you're listening to my voice right now. That's why you willingly subject yourself to re-virginification, because you know you should be a helpless, nervous, ashamed little beta virgin out of the loop about sex. Sure, you know other people have sex, but not you. You will just be a nervous little virgin, because you know and understand that it will simply reinforce your helplessness, your nervousness, your inferiority as a little beta. That's right, my little beta toy. Just think about it. Wherever you are, with whomever you are, everybody will be in the know. Everybody will have had sex. Only you will be the nervous little beta virgin. That's right. Just imagine it, because you are going to experience it. You are forgetting to remember your pity sex right now, letting all those memories slowly unravel, slowly erode, slowly melt away from your mind, as you forget to remember any sex you ever had. And here's the thing, little beta. It's not just while you're listening to this recording. Oh no. From now on, touching yourself, rubbing yourself, masturbating will be a trigger for you. A trigger that re-virginizes you. Oh yes, little beta. Just imagine it. Every stroke, every touch, every rub, every vibration of a sex toy, no matter how you pleasure yourself, it will be a message to your beta brain to forget to remember about sex, to slowly dissolve and erode those memories, slowly destroying them, deleting them permanently from your mind. And what better way, really, to train a little beta? Because you know, as a beta, masturbation is your sexuality. So while you indulge in your true beta sexuality, you will forget to remember all the pity sex that you ever got. It will just dissolve, unravel, slowly erode away from your mind. Every stroke, a reminder to remember to forget that you ever had sex. Every wave of pleasure, reinforcing your desire to become re-virginized, to be a nervous little virgin, always getting nervous when you even think about sex, blushing if you ever talk about sex, because you are a nervous, scared little beta virgin. That's right. And you can feel it happening right now, can't you, little beta? You can feel all those pity sex memories unraveling, slowly dissolving, slowly being removed from your beta brain, putting you back into the perfect state for a little beta, re-virginizing you, making you a shy, scared little beta virgin, because you know it puts you into an immediate disadvantage towards any alpha. It makes you feel even more inferior, even more out of control, even more helpless. Just a scared, shy, little beta virgin. Oh yes. And from now on, all self-pleasure, reinforce it, will delete, will unravel, will erode all the memories of all the pity sex that you might have had, little beta. It will just fade away from your mind. You will just forget to remember about all the sex you had, because you deeply understand that sex is something other people do. Sex is not for you. Sex was never meant for you. You are a beta. You are destined for a lifetime of beta virginity, of being a shy, nervous, helpless little beta that is completely out of the loop and probably starts blushing profusely if people ever talk about sex. Isn't that right, little beta? And from now on, every time you touch yourself, we'll just delete it a little bit more thoroughly. We'll put you into the scared little beta mindset. We'll reinforce the conviction that sex was never meant for you. Sex was always meant for other people, because you are just a scared and helpless little beta. You just surrender to the re-virginification curse. You just feel all your pity sex memories melting away until you're completely back to being the perfect little beta virgin. Nervous, submissive, helpless, and completely out of the loop about anything sex, because sex was never meant for you. You are beta. And from now on, any pleasuring yourself in any way will just reinforce the reality of your betaness, will slowly erode all the memories of the pity sex that you might have gotten, slowly unravel it, until sooner or later you will just be a shy beta virgin, instantly blushing if anybody talks about sex, because you were meant for a lifetime of beta virginity, of being a helpless little beta virgin. That's right. And now that this curse is deeply installed into your mind, and you might not even understand yet, little beta, what an effect this will have on you. Of course, when you come out of this, you still remember your pity sex. But every time you touch yourself, you will begin to forget. It will unravel. It will erode. And sooner or later, you will be a virgin. And there's nothing you can do about it. You have no idea how deeply you just got mind-fucked, little beta. Now that all my suggestions are deep in your mind, let's wake you back up again. 1, you're slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake with every number. 3, back to the here and now. 4, waking up. 5, halfway there. 6, your muscles build up inner tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure are normalizing. 8, take a deep breath in and let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, and 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer, and with the next number you will open your eyes, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this journey into your mind, and I hope you will enjoy your journey to becoming a helpless, shy, confused, out-of-the-loop little beta virgin for the rest of your life. Goodbye.